So I started on January 1st of 2012. The first song I played was Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
I like Piggy Cheese Dust myself.
Piggy Cheese Dust?
It's Bob Dowie's alter ego.
Oh, that's right. Piggy Cheese Dust, yes. Thank you, Jeff and Dustin, for the alert this morning. I got a parade of parables. Dungeon Crawler Carl, book 8, right? Book 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I started listening to it. And then I watched a recap because I wanted to know what was going on from the last book because I forgot some stuff. And I'm about an hour in, 19 more hours to go. And it's still as interesting. And, of course, Jeff Hayes is amazing as a narrator and a performer.
Yeah, and it looks like it's right now Jeff Hayes and Matt Denneman have 8 of the top 15 books on Audible right now. Wow. With Parade of Horribles actually beating out Project Hail Mary as the number one book on Audible.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Did I just tell you that a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago, a Von Hessler Doctrine listener sent me a message and said, hey, you know, if you like audiobooks, you should get this one, Dungeon Crawler Carl. So I sent her links to all of our interviews, and she was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Those are still getting a lot of views right now.
Yeah. He was Matt Denneman was great with us. Jeff Hayes is great with us. Well, hopefully we'll have him on again at some point. I'd love to see that turned into a TV show, but I guess that's progressing.
Yeah. It'll take a little while to fill it out. And Matt, he said if it looks like shit, he can back out.
Oh, wow. Good.
He's got veto power to kill it.
Good. Lizzie, how far are you in the books now?
I'm still on book one.
Okay. You have time. Catch up.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy them. I just don't ever have the time to listen to audiobooks unless it's like late at night and I'm trying to fall asleep.
Right.
We'll stick my headphones in and listen.
I usually fall asleep to Chaos by Tom O'Neill, the book about Charles Manson and the CIA. It's a nice, pleasant thing to listen to while I'm sleeping.
Sweet dreams.
Well, yeah. I listen to, and I usually change it up, but I have to have something on every night. For about 6 years, I listened to Pink Floyd's The Final Cut every night. Yeah.
Every night?
Yeah, every night for 6 years.
Damn.
And now for the last
the tiger
2 years,
broke free.
For the last 2 years, I turn on, weirdly enough, 2010.
The book?
The movie.
Oh, the movie. Oh, the movie. You fall asleep to that movie.
To that movie, yeah.
You're a big Roy Scheider fan?
Actually, yeah, I am. But, yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know, something about it. The progression of it is good because it's not in your face. But yeah, it's a comfort place.
I like that movie a lot. I watched it a lot when it was on HBO and I've watched it, I think, recently, a couple months ago.
Yeah, it still holds up. I mean, it's a good movie. It's a good sequel to a movie that was almost impossible to make a movie sequel for.
Well, there's two more books after that, but I don't think they'll ever make. Because the next movie, the new religion sweeps over the planet. It's called Chrislam. It's a merger of Islam and Christianity. It's just part of the lore. And I think the aliens on Europa get pissed and the sun goes out. I can't remember. Arthur C. Clarke, the C stands for commie. Well, you know, this will tell you how often I listened to Tom Segura in the past 14 years. Did you guys look at your Spotify 20 that came out recently? You could look at your like every year you get the Spotify wrap up. This is for your entire time using Spotify.
I use YouTube Music, so I have a Spotify, but it's been years since I've listened to it. So maybe I'll try to log in and see.
So I started on January 1st of 2012. The first song I played was Ziggy Stardust by
Good one.
Bob Dowie's version is much better than the Bob David Bowie version.
Yeah, Bob Dowie's is great.
Bob Dowie's got a big donut like painted on his eye.
I've streamed 14,696 songs, and my most streamed, the longest I've listened to anybody, is Tom Segura at 7,001 minutes.
Wow.
but that's going to sleep listening to his. And then Spotify doesn't shut off after it plays an album. It'll play the next one and then the next one and then the next one. So you're getting 8 hours and or six, seven, 8 hours a night. So I don't know. People make a big deal about it at the end of the year. And so I tried to stop listening to so much comedy on Spotify and listen to it on YouTube. But there's not a lot of stuff I like on YouTube. It ends up being the same thing. In my top five songs, three of them are Norm MacDonald bits from me doing stand-up. One of them is Todd Barry. And then the number one song is Mr. Mistopheles by or from the Cat soundtrack, thanks to Gil.
Yeah, you had to play that for him so many times.
And I'll tell you what it's going to be at the end of this year. It's going to be Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. I have to listen to that three times in a row every day now on the way to school. He loves that song. And I asked him, why do you like it? He goes, well, it makes me sad. And I said, what makes you sad? He goes, well, it makes me sad and then I get happy. So I can't figure that out.
He's having emotions, big feelings.
About that song, which is a cover song. I think it was a reggae or a ska song that they retooled, the Beach Boys. And now I know it by heart, which I never did, really. I don't. It's a good song, but he absolutely loves it. And I said, well, why don't we try to listen to Wouldn't Be Nice or Good Vibrate? No, no, Daddy, play it again. Play it again. And then when that song's over, he goes, now I want to hear Leaving on a Jet Plane. So I put on the Driving and Crying version of Leaving on a Jet Plane. He goes, that's not the right one. I said, it's the same
song. Who's this Bob Dowie guy?
Yeah, play the Bob Dowie one. No, he loves that Peter, Paul, and Mary song. He likes that more than Puff the Magic Dragon, which is weird.
Yeah, I like Piggy Cheese Dust myself.
Piggy Cheese Dust? What's that?
It's Bob Dowie's alter ego.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Piggy Cheese Dust, yes. All right, so this is the final week, or next week. In 9 days, the late night show with Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Stephen Colbert, will come to an end. And that ends the late night franchise, which was begun by David Letterman when, I think, 1993, right?
Yeah.
So 33 years that show was on CBS, and now it's going away. And I myself cannot wait for Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
It's already on.
It is? When
You're
is it on?
Going to get another hour of it.
Yeah. It was already on after. Now he just bought the...
Yeah, since after midnight got canceled, they've been running it.
They have that Norm MacDonald has a great joke where he goes, couldn't have been more leashed. I forget. It was in one of the episodes of his YouTube show that he did where he's just talking about being on that show. And he says that great line. It couldn't have been more leashed. So on the night, which is May 21st, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are going to show reruns in solidarity of their friend who's no longer going to be on the air. And I think that'll be the first domino to fall. I think Kimmel will be next. And then the Tonight Show, I think, will stay for a little bit longer. But the problem is, and I don't know if Johnny Carson was a stand-up comic or not, but the two most successful shows of our lifetime at night, excluding Conan, because Conan is a different animal and his show was great. But Leno and Letterman were successful prior to taking over those shows because they were comedians. And I don't know. They did a different kind of show. So I don't know if it's that the audience that watches these shows is just all old now and young people don't care. And I think that might have something to do with it. Or there's just too many. I don't know. Now, Colbert got fired by CBS and everybody blames it on Trump, right? Or blames it on the administration. But the ratings weren't that good anyway. So maybe they're just trying to save money. I don't know. But I don't have that feeling of loss. Like, how many of you guys actually stay up and watch late night shows?
I used to watch Conan.
Yeah,
I watched Conan when it was on TBS even. I watched Conan.
Hell, honestly, in the last 15 years, the most I've watched any of those late night shows is when my brother's been on them.
That's a reason
to watch them. Well, anyway, rest in peace to the late night show on CBS. Comics Unleashed is your thing. You're in luck, and I'm sure Colbert will do just fine.
Yeah, he's
Byron Allen was supposed to be doing some kind of game show thing.
What?
Byron Allen was supposed to be doing some kind of game show thing to take up one of the hours.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now he's buying BuzzFeed. I don't know if he'll have time for that.
He's done so much.
Yeah.
I just remember him from Real People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Weather Channel.
Yeah, that's right. He did buy that for a while. Weird Al is going to Broadway. A Broadway stage musical called Dare to Be Stupid, the Weird Al musical, is in development, built around the songs of Weird Al, featuring hits like White and Nerdy, Amish Paradise, and Eat It. It's going to be directed by Tony winner Alex Timbers, and it's co-written by he and Weird Al. That'd be fun to go see, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What, is it going to be a play about him or
Dare to Be Stupid? I don't know. Maybe it'll be little skits around his songs, or it'll be a different story. It'll be hard to top. What was the name of that biography, that biopic that came out?
It with Daniel Radcliffe? Yeah, that was
weird.
Weird.
Yeah. That was some of the funniest. Because I went into watching it thinking I was going to see like a real biopic.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize it
that's
was
awesome.
Yeah, so it's we were dying laughing watching it.
Yeah, it was so funny. Very Weird Al, and Radcliffe was great. Everybody in it was great.
Yeah, that pool party scene was just like overload.
Rainn Wilson playing Dr. Demento.
Conan playing Andy Warhol. Yeah,
Andy Warhol.
All right. Michael Jackson movie. Michael has made over $500 million worldwide and continues to soar. And all the Michael haters are very upset. New story came out. It's a very, very crazy one. Michael Jackson accuser claims the pop star drank his urine in a vile grooming ritual where Michael would have the boys pee in a cup and he would drink it as part of a manipulative loyalty ritual. Jackson's denies this.
He's just testing sodium. That's all he was doing.
I was checking him for diabetes. I just wanted to make sure they didn't have too much sugar or they didn't have any kidney stones.
I don't believe this at all. Why are they saying it now? These kids were deposed in the 90s. They could have said it then. Why are they saying it now?
I don't know. I don't believe it.
The Michael Jackson family has all this money from the movie being a hit now.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they have all that bunch of money before, too?
Yeah, they did, but they got a lot more now.
Yeah.
And the things that surprised me is that Janet Jackson's not involved in this at all. LaToya is in it. And a couple of the brothers aren't in it at all. It's sort of strange. And, but I'm happy because I like Michael Jackson. And I know that there's allegations and stuff like that. Terrible, terrible allegations. Why did he have locks on doors and stuff? But we don't know. There's never been anything proven. You know, that documentaries can be hit pieces. The one that came out on HBO, the Escaping Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the celebrity kids. You know, like our good buddy, you know, he never did anything bad to me, you know, when I was making the Goonies and stuff and I was the biggest star. He never did anything to me. All right, Corey. But he never did anything to Macaulay Culkin either, according to Macaulay Culkin or Webster.
I think they were, for some reason, they were blackmailing him.
Labyrinth is also brought to you by The Punchline. It's tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner. The Punchline is Atlanta's longest running premier comedy nightclub. You can get a huge slab of cake, some waffles, maybe some pancakes and sausage. That way you're satisfied and full while you're having a beer and watching very funny comedy. Coming up May 15th through the 17th, Craig Shoemaker, who was on a recent episode. If you missed it, go check it out. May 16th, Peter Antonou. May 20th, Lisa Wallin. May 21st, Paul Olinger and Paul Farivar. On the 23rd and 24th, Emo Phillips. And on May 28th, Learn More Jonassy. Patreon members, you are eligible to win a pair of passes. Go to punchline.com and check out all the shows. This is for the Euphoria watchers. Now, this is not a headline that should shock anyone. Sydney Sweeney goes topless in most explicit controversial Euphoria scenes to date. You know, the more I hear about this show, the better it sounds.
It was horrible. I had to shut it off.
You did? Why? What was terrible about it?
The giant boobs.
They were too close to the screen with that pipe in between them. How did I see it when I don't watch the show?
Mm. Well, they did a play on Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Yeah, the 50-Foot Woman giantess thing.
Yeah, and what happened to her? Exact same shots that they used in the original movie.
So she's married. She's married, right?
Yeah.
In the show?
In the show.
In the show. Yeah, in the show.
Yeah, but she's still doing OnlyFans? I thought she quit because she was
Her husband needs money.
Okay.
He's in a little bit of trouble.
Some things never change.
Well, then I read a story that a bunch of OnlyFans creators are mad because they're saying that she makes OnlyFans look bad. How good does OnlyFans look?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to get mad at it. Well, you can't do that. Well, it's fiction. You can't fly, but Superman can. They're making superheroes look bad because he can fly.
I mean, the show's over the top.
Yeah. Like,
it's
satire, right? It's satire. And then I don't even remember her name. She's in the top 10 or whatever. It's like, it's making us look bad. We're not allowed to do that. It's like, lady, you make millions of dollars for essentially doing nothing.
Do they even use the term OnlyFans in the show?
Yeah, I don't remember if they do or not.
I don't think they do.
Well, legally, they probably can't. But, I mean, seeing that OnlyFans is the only game in town when it comes to that kind of content, it's kind of obvious.
Well, there's Fansly.
Fansly?
Yeah, Fansly. And many, many vids, but that was before OnlyFans. I don't know how I know these things. I just learn about these things when I read news articles.
You get a newsletter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scholarly is what it is.
I look into everything. Yeah. Look into everything. So is the show still good? How many episodes are left?
I'm not sure. It is. I like it. I enjoy it. Sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it's probably about halfway to the season. And this is the final season, everybody's saying.
I would think so.
Dustin, you don't.
Especially if what happened at the very end of the episode really happened.
I don't think it really happened.
They'd be stupid to do it if they did.
It would be. I think that he's getting along with Maddie, and I think because Maddie trusts her, he might give her a second chance. Is what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, we didn't say what happened. they don't even know what we're talking about.
No, we don't know.
I like the show. Like I said, sometimes it's like super uncomfortable. It's almost like work to watch, and then sometimes it's really fun. As in fun, I mean like just, you know, grotesque and disturbing. And that can be fun sometimes.
Yeah, well, as long as your boobies keep out.
Cut off.
Is that her real set? Or are they...
I feel like that was probably a body double.
That's what I was thinking.
What? Sydney Sweeney is using a body double?
Well, not just that she needs one. Scene. I just... like, if you see the scene, you're just like, is that...
Because her face really isn't in it. Her face isn't in it.
No. How about Zendaya? Does she do all that crazy stuff, or is she a good girl?
She's always clothed.
Yeah.
No, she just does the movies where she does both tennis players at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think her character has been described by Jules as asexual.
She looks the same in everything I see her in. She just has a scowl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of her stuff. I'm old. I but at least I'm rewatching something that I haven't seen or that I haven't done a full rewatch on, which is Deadwood. And that's because we spoke to W. Earl a couple weeks ago. I forgot how good that show is. I say it's almost as good as The Sopranos, maybe even better. But I don't want to say that because I'm a Sopranos guy. That whole Al passing the bladder stones, that was pretty interesting. I forgot about that. And then Mr. Walcott, Mr. W. Does that guy end up getting killed? Don't tell me. I forgot. I don't want to know. I'll see when it happens. This jury duty renewed for season 3. Tell us about it, Jeff.
Yeah, they picked it up for another season, of course, because it's such a big hit, second season.
What is the show?
That's where they have one real person and then everyone else is an actor. And they tell them that they're filming a reality show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dude thinks everybody there is part of this reality show, but really it's only him.
Okay.
First season, he was in a full-blown court case, and he was on jury duty.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that
was. And they had the jury sequestered in a hotel. And then this time they just rented a resort and had everybody hidden in half, like the back half of the resort, the whole crew and everything.
Is it the same guy?
No,
it's a different guy every season.
So what?
And it's got to be a different situation every season too, because the show's such a hit that you would know if you were.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's from the producers of the Joe Schmo Show.
And The Office.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the funniest stuff I've seen, like on regular TV.
Yeah.
When does Alone come back? Are they still making that show?
Yeah, it's supposed to come back in June.
Okay. Where do they go this time?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Iran.
Yeah.
I like Naked and Afraid better than I like Alone.
You do?
I do. I get bored with Alone.
I could see that. I like Alone, but I haven't watched it in a couple seasons because I don't have cable. And I'm not going to watch it on my phone. But
yeah, nobody's naked on it, you know?
Yeah. Where do they stream old episodes? Is it on Netflix? You like the naked part.
No, it's just on the is it History Channel app?
Yeah, so if that's History, they wouldn't stream on...
They had some.
Yeah, they have their own app.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had seasons, though, for a while.
Oh, Alone was on Netflix, but I think they're only up to, like, season 7 or 8 on Netflix.
Then our friend from Wellsboro that we had on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing good. I keep up on her Facebook. Her businesses there are doing well.
She had a store in the town, but the last time I went over to Wellsboro stopped in Wellsboro to see if it was still there, and it was gone.
She started a hunting clinic kind of thing for people to come in and kind of do a hands-on what she was doing, survival kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can
That's
do
what
like
all those
weekend.
People from Naked and Afraid do. They all have their own little schools, survival schools.
Or they make people get naked so they can scare them?
Yeah. No, it's the 30 pictures you got to take before you go out in the field that's a problem.
Have you ever watched the show, Tim?
I watched one episode. I don't know. There's no. They're not naked. You can't see anything.
Yeah, they're blurred out.
Blurred.
But some blurs are bigger than others. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they wouldn't need anything like that.
They're a little longer than others.
Yeah, I'd be all right. I'd be all right on that.
They're starting a new one.
Little dot.
Did you watch the introduction episode?
No.
Different contestant. They're doing it like the Olympics. Different countries are represented.
Oh, yes, yes, I did. I didn't know that there was an introduction episode out, though.
Yeah. It was out.
Okay, we'll have to watch that.
I have one trailer that I found, the Third Wave Feminism Odyssey.
What is this?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know what the Odyssey is. I saw the trailer, but...
Well, it's Christopher Nolan, so it's probably going to be a decent film. Christopher Nolan's a good director. But he's using the 2017 translation of the Odyssey by Emily Wilson, the first English translation of the epic by a woman, and it's noted for its modern, more psychologically and female-aware interpretation of the original text, which is why the movie is cast the way it is, and I don't know. They just made an Odyssey a couple years ago that was pretty good, but I'm not interested in this film if that's the take. I don't want a lesson. I just want to watch a movie about the Helen of Troy. I don't know. I don't care, but that's the thing. That's the scuttlebutt. So this could be a huge hit for him, or it could be a huge bomb.
He the only thing that he's done that I don't really care for was Tenet.
That, a lot of people don't like that. I haven't seen that one.
It's really, you can't watch it once and get it.
It's hard to follow.
Well, it the whole movie plays backwards.
Oh.
The end is the beginning. The beginning is the end, and it.
So it's like sort of like Memento, but an entire.
I was just about to say that
it's two timelines that go at the same time. One starts at the beginning, one starts at the end, and you're watching them as they go.
Okay.
Through, and it's really hard to keep up with because it's like a was able to follow the story straight through. It's kind of like a spy thriller kind of thing, so it has those twists and turns like his movies would. And that can be difficult in itself, but then you put this concept on top of it, and it just muddies the whole thing.
Hmm.
But I'd be interested in see this one. I mean, I know they worked on it for. I mean, this movie was complete and done like almost a year ago.
Wonder why it took so long.
They waited a whole year when they said that, oh, it's going to come out, and then they said, no, we're going to push it to whatever this upcoming date is.
Yeah, Matt Damon was funny on Saturday Night Live. He was like. I got a movie coming out in theaters, not this weekend, not next weekend, but 9 weekends from now.
Is Matt Damon in this one?
Yeah, he's playing
Odysseus.
Yeah. Odysseus. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Matt Damon's playing Odysseus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
What's that? What's the rapper that got in trouble for the stampede that killed people at his concert?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Yeah.
He's in it too.
Yeah.
They just announced. I was like, okay. And people are complaining that Cyclops.
Has two eyes.
No, but its eye looks like a
whispering eye.
It looks like a vagina.
Well, it is female centric.
That's the eye. That was the only vagina. Thing.
When I saw this note and you were talking about the female side of it, I was like, okay, well, I understand the Cyclops part now. But besides that, I didn't see that in it.
Why Travis Scott? Is he a noted actor?
No, the weird part was Nolan said something when he was asked about it, like he wanted to do something with hip hop culture.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, really? I was like, wow, you are a British guy, aren't you?
Putting it in a Greek epic is really the way to go with that.
Yeah, to modernize it and to go with him, you know.
Uh-huh.
If we, when, for, you know, Bad Bunny is actually an actor.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
Why didn't he use him instead?
And why is Lupita Nyong'o the Helen of Troy?
Yeah, I don't get that part either.
I get it. Everybody's a good actor. You know, people are actors. But, I mean, this is something that's been around forever. So, and Zendaya is in it as Athena. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors for Radio Labyrinth, our long-running partners in this little scheme of a podcast we have. Starting with Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They are over in Conyers, which is Dustin's neck of the woods, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is a family-owned restaurant in Conyers with the best local craft beer. They have a huge selection of local Georgia and Southeast craft beers on tap, as well as many others available in bottles and cans. Craft beer not your cup of tea? Well, guess what? Try the $4 16-ounce Tallboy cans of Busch Light, Natty Light, Coors Light, and PBR. Gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties. So just go out there and munch down and have a couple of brews and say that we sent you. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The food truck season is upon us, and they have a number of event dates scheduled through the fall. So if you're interested in possibly booking Atlanta Pizza in Euro for a corporate or private event, please give Mike a call at 770-483-6228. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays 12 to 9, and they are closed on Sundays. Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by another longtime friend, our buddy Brett at LDI. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, then all you got to do is contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. They got fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was Mia, which M-I-A, I mean, which I haven't watched yet. Remarkably Bright Creatures, which I did watch. It was very good.
Yes.
Lewis Pullman was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Field was good.
Really good.
Yeah. The Roast of Kevin Hart was very funny. Tony Hinchcliffe, funny.
I thought Tony got roasted pretty hard by that old washed up skag comedian lady.
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, he did, along with everyone else.
Yeah. Well, they were making it out in the media like, haha, that's the end of podcast bro culture. They're dead.
Did you see Shane Gillis roast her?
Yeah. Yep. Back. Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. I didn't care for that at all. I thought he went
too far.
Now, when I say I thought he went too far, I don't mean he went too far comedically. He pushed it politically. Too far.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he went the.
But there was like no joke behind it. He was like, she's.
That's the thing. It wasn't a joke. It was just calling her names at a certain point.
Well, who cares if she is or isn't?
Yeah, no. I mean, with that crew, now the Cat Williams kind of.
Yeah, Cat Williams was good.
Yeah.
What did he do?
That was funny.
He's you know, he can't stand him.
Yeah.
I mean, he says on there, I came for the money. That's exactly what I came for. You said I could come here and talk to my enemy.
Yeah.
And get paid
you,
for it.
You've got so much star power that they're, or you don't have enough star power that they're inviting your enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll get around to watching that.
This week, Good Omens comes back, and it's not a full season. It's just one 90-minute episode they had to make after Neil Gaiman got in trouble.
What did he do that was so bad?
He did some media.
Did he essay? Did he essay? Or
no, I think he was just...
being a guy hitting on a younger woman.
To women.
Who?
It was he brought in a third to his relationship that was an employee.
Oh.
And, it didn't work out the way that they wanted it to.
Yeah. So since the controversy, they decided to just make one 90-minute movie for the final season. I'm still going to watch it. I enjoyed the first two seasons. That comes out on the 13th on Prime. The new Taylor Sheridan show comes out, Dutton Ranch on Paramount Plus on the 15th. I'll give this one a shot. Wasn't into Marshalls at all.
No, I wasn't either. I actually I'd laugh when I'd watch Marshalls. Yeah.
But these two characters that are the Dutton Ranch were the only two characters I liked on Yellowstone.
Yeah, Beth and Rip.
Yeah.
Kohlhauser.
So I'll give that a chance. That's a view for me. And then The Punisher, One Last Kill on the Disney Plus on the 12th. This is a special, one-off special, John Bernthal, Punisher.
And it's How come it's not on Netflix? How come it's not on Netflix?
Disney Plus.
Because it's Disney. Marvel. It's Marvel.
Yeah, Disney took over.
Oh, it's too bad.
And it's supposed to be one of the most violent things on that Disney's ever, they've done so far.
And he's in the new Spider-Man movie.
All right, thank you. Now we can do our staff picks. Staff picks, who wants to go first?
Mine is, I got they just released, Fincher released, he goes back and releases his 4K movies, but when he does it, he alters them. He did it with Seven, and now he's done it with Fight Club. And so I got the Fight Club 4K, and he went in and changed the color grading and done some special effects that were a little different. And people are all up in arms about, why are you changing the movie? And, he did the same thing with Seven, but most of the things that he does are things that weren't available to him in post-production when the movie came out.
When Jabba Hutt is tied to that table and he has to eat all that food until his stomach explodes. He
burns him with the acid on his hand, on the lye on his hand. But it's really good. It's still a great movie.
Yeah. Both of those are good movies.
If only this generation would figure out that it's supposed to be a joke.
Yes.
But people think it's a way to live by and a creed.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's ironic.
We're dumb. You got one, Lizzie?
I'm going to go with Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
On Netflix. I know you had mentioned that last week, and we started watching it that night. And, it's only a four-part series, so we were able to finish it pretty quickly. But it's really good, and it's, shot beautifully. They do a great job.
Very beautiful show.
The kid in that's the bad guy, he's going to be... the little blonde kid. Yeah, he's going to be Malfoy in the new
Harry Potter. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I was thinking that before I even knew it. I'm like, that kid could be a Malfoy.
So yeah. And he says he's cool with that. He said, I like being the bad guy. He said, a lot of people don't like getting typecast. He goes, fine with me.
We even went back and watched the 1990 movie that was made in 1990.
Yeah.
Where they're like American cadets, American like kids. Boys and... Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not bad, but it's so not as good as this. This is the book. More like the book.
Yeah.
Which was required reading. Was it required reading for you guys?
Yeah, we had to read it.
Yeah, we had to read it in school.
What grade was that?
I remember.
Fifth or sixth grade.
It was middle school, right?
First.
The beginning of middle school, yeah.
First grade. Kindergarten is when it went.
They read it
reading it. Yeah, I'm reading it to Gil.
Al liked it, so we're going to get the book.
Nice.
Let them read it. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Mine's the Martin Short documentary. Marty Life is Short on Netflix. I started watching it, yeah. I can't believe you wouldn't know that I started watching it already.
what are you talking about?
How do you not know that?
I'm not lying.
I'm not defensive. You're defensive. Why is it always me being defensive?
Why would you even say that? I don't get it.
I loved how he smoked those cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to put a paperclip in him to keep the ash on.
To keep him that long?
That's how the ash stayed on.
That makes sense.
Mine just came to me. I was texting with Dave Willis the other day, and he said, well, we can get to lunch after. I'm busy doing a project throughout the month. And I saw on Instagram this podcast, and he's in it. It's called the Novelizers Podcast. Have you guys ever heard of this?
No.
Yeah, I saw something on it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. And what they do is they take movies, and each season takes a famous movie that wasn't originally a novel and has different comedy writers, novelize it. And so Dave is, and they're doing The Dark Knight right now. So every day is a different scene. And this is the one where the Joker's collecting money and he's doing the Joker and the narration. It's very funny. And that's episode 18 of the Novelizers Podcast. And the Dave I'm talking about is Dave Willis from Adult Swim and all the shows that he's produced and created and voiced over there. But they go back, they do all sorts of movies, not just The Dark Knight. There's tons of them. Let me see if I have my notes. They've done Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, The Matrix, Dirty Dancing. And they have had improv performers, J.K. Simmons, Wayne Brady, Rachel Drash, and it's people from The Onion and a couple of other places.
It's hosted by Dave Hill, right?
Yeah, Dave Hill is the host. But it was very enjoyable, the episode I listened with Dave. So now I'm going to finish The Dark Knight. I'm going to go back and finish The Dark Knight and then start over. But this will all be put on hold until I finish Dungeon Crawler Carl, because, you know, I don't really pause that very much. So if you're interested in becoming a Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have two new stickers that we're going to be sending out to everybody. Everybody gets two. That's already on there. That's at the $5 and up level. So that's our base level. If you want to do that, that's fantastic. We would love it if you would do that. $5, you know, that's almost a gallon of gas these days. I understand that, but anyway, or you can join up and be a producer for $25 a month, and you are getting yourself a T-shirt from our T-shirt shop, and you get a message. Well, see, I'm fading. You get a shout-out every week for being an executive producer. And this week, I want to say thank you to Mike Walker, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, and Pat Turner. Thank you guys very, very much. And I don't think I'm missing anybody, but if I am, please let me know. And as always, when you're a Patreon member, you are eligible to win a pair of tickets to go to an upcoming Punchline show. Thanks for listening this week. Please remember to like the show and, you know, turn on the alerts. Comment is really important. If you comment, then YouTube sees that we're getting engagement, and they really like that, and that helps the show to grow. And the more comments, the more fun it is. What else do we like you to do? Oh, yeah, subscribe. Like, subscribe, comment, and comment. I can't say enough. I'm going to comment right now that I would love you to comment. And comment and comment. And until next week, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in-